Hey, man, sorry about that.
Hey, Robin, it's all good. I figured either your phone had lost battery or someone took it out of your hand and threw it in the hot tub. I'm joking.
that's
So, again, I did want to just double check. There are two emails that came through when we were talking. One says preview your new my site. It came through at like 2:58. I'm sorry, like 5:58 your time. And then the other one says grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. That came through about 5:57. So
I'm on Facebook just now.
Okay. So does it guide you properly on how to do the link? Again, I'm not 1,000% familiar with it. That's why I was going to send you over to my specialist.
I've done this before. I'm kind of familiar with it. I'm on my linked account. I invite people to connect. I do one of the two. Invite people to connect, I guess. Hold on, the linked account. Yes. Page access. Yes, this is it. So, who do I add on here?
The details of the request is the Meta Business Manager local / and then you see the number. It's in the email. Do you want me to shout out the number to you or text it to you?
Oh yeah, just shout it out.
131.
That's Meta. Did I just put the numbers in?
I think so. I mean, it's supposed to be under local / and from what I understand, you can click a link, and I don't know if you have to type it all in, but if you do that, that's what I was going to give you the information.
Click the link, and then you got to log into Facebook and all that. And then you got to get yourself to the dashboard.
Yeah, because it looks like when you log into Facebook, it should give you a prompt that says local / is requesting partner access.
Oh, I didn't do that. But I didn't click on this thing. Oh, that's the website. Yeah, it's not doing that at all.
Okay, did you just log into your Facebook or did you go from
local splash
email?
It takes me to local splash request partner access to your Facebook details, detail the request, local splash. Here's that number. I'm gonna copy it.
I think you just have to click the link on the email, though. Doesn't that take you there?
Yeah, it takes me there, and then I gotta connect to Facebook. Continue as Robin. Then I gotta change over to my. Is it Leedsy?
Yeah, Leedsy. Right.
The person to manage your probably kill us. Okay. Let's see. Geez, page. I think our Instagram's connected. I think that other company is it. Click here to you. That's it.
As long as you get to the point where it says confirm access.
Yeah, it's there. Local splash. That's where I was at last night. When I was seeing that AccuLink thing.
Okay. So as long as you did that, and then it says at the end, it's just say, local splash is now connected to your Facebook assets, then you're good.
Yeah. Well, when I go to partners, there's a partner. So, let's see. Should I hit share assets? Are you sure they're following assets? I don't know. I guess you're there.
Okay, I'm gonna have Kyle just test it and then I'll see. So he might not even have to talk to you. So let's see, okay. Robin. at Kyle Robin said he thinks he completed the process and granted access. Please confirm. So what I'll do, again, on our end, obviously I'll make sure to stay on top of this with you today. As long as you got to the point of the process where it says, local splash is now connected to your Facebook assets, then we should be good.
Okay. Now I'm doing something else.
Because did you choose your Facebook business page when you confirmed access? Just want to make sure of that.
Yeah.
You had to choose your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not letting me link the Instagram account with you guys.
Oh, we stopped doing IG because it's just not as effective. We used to do IG, but we
yeah,
didn't do Facebook.
I'm always wondering about that. I'm like, man, who gives up? Yeah, that's okay.
All right, cool. Yeah, so Kyle just confirmed he did get access, so we'll be able to run the ad campaign. And then the other email was the one with the My site, so you can see the website. I think the website looks good, and it looks like it's you know, got everything set up properly.
Yeah.
But you might want to check that out.
Would this be a mobile version, or this is the actual version?
It goes all versions. So if you pull it up from a computer, it'll look different than versus the mobile, and also it'll look different in a tablet. So we have it triple optimized for friendly viewing, if you will.
I just need to give you guys some different pictures, man, because y'all got, there's two pictures of the same house.
I was going to say, we didn't get many pictures, so do you want me to send you an email so you can send photos?
Yeah, drop me one real quick. I'm just going to drop this.
Yeah, it was just going to be a reply to all, so I'm going to just request you to reply to all because it also has a support team there. And then that way you can drop any photos you want, and we'll make sure to add those all in. So
drop this CDI album on you.
Nice. So I just sent it to you right now from J-Call at Local Splash, and it also has a CC on the support team. So anything you want us to provide?
You guys need just about every build we put on. I'm going to send you guys
We'll do that on a gallery page for sure. And then if there's anyone that you want to earmark is like, hey, put this on my first page because I think this picture is beautiful. That's okay too. Just let us know and then
the bigger houses are the ones I want on there.
Okay, bigger houses, like in a lot of the like pre-established photos, like near your services, use bigger houses, right?
Yeah, like on my homepage, I want all the big houses.
Okay.
You can tell the difference between the big one and the small, and then cookie cutters.
And wants to use photos of the larger houses installation. You didn't get the email yet?
My iCloud is full.
Yeah, you told me email's not the best because you said you're just so bogged down with email, so my apologies.
Yeah.
I did put that in the notes, I remember that.
So hopefully I can just drag this and drop it.
Okay, so now that we're granted access to, we're probably going to do some optimization on your Facebook page. So we'll do a little bit of a minor rebuild of the Facebook page, okay?
Do what y'all do, man. I don't know what y'all are doing. I don't know what I'm doing. You can tell that. What's been making my job so much harder than it has to be, because I've been trying to run, like, the jobs, teach the girls how to run the office, but I can't teach them every aspect of the office because then I have to get into this type of shit here and, you know, marketing for ourselves. It's not letting me drag and drop that file.
Hey, Robin, if you ever want to onboard someone that's a pro on a computer and can help orchestrate a lot of this stuff, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you and I got a good thing going. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, whatever.
if you ever need a partner just to, you know, again, do some small consulting work from time to time, by all means. The one thing you probably don't need is a sales guy because you got your door knockers and whatnot, right?
No, man, I hired all the door knockers I can get.
Nice. Well, you and I should talk sometime because I told you I do a lot of a remote sales canvassing, man.
You do a bunch of canvassing?
Just remote canvassing. I do cold calling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, so basically, just to give you a real short version of it, since I do solar sales out here in California, right, I basically buy phone numbers from homeowners and then just start hitting them up, you know? And so, and solar and roofing go hand in hand. I mean, it's a very similar conversation, right? And the beauty of your situation is, you know that, like, if a storm hits or something like that, especially if you're doing claim work, if a storm hits and you know the neighborhood, all you got to do is just, you know, you get some call center guys just blowing up that neighborhood, you know?
That's right. Well, we just descend on their asses.
I know. You do it via door knocking, and then we do it, we call it the digital side, right? The cold calling is like a digital door knocking endeavor where
we just use Sales Rabbit and do that shit, too.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if that's what y'all use or if you have used or heard about it.
Oh, I'm familiar with Sales Rabbit. Yeah, I know I use the same jargon as Sales Rabbit, but again, the cold calling works a little bit better from Sales Rabbit only just because of the simple fact that we get to get a hold of people, you know, in real time more quickly and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then we send you guys out.
The Sales Rabbit is, it would tell us who owns the home and who rents the home. That's the best part about that. But it's
right.
It's not worth the money, for sure.
Right. That's how I bought leads, though. I just bought leads from a real estate database, and it was always owner-occupied. That's how I set it up. You have to be owner-occupied, or else I'm not calling you.
Oh, shit. I mean, so everybody always wants to call and give me, like, the lead gen guys, right? I'm sure you dealt with that.
Oh, I hate it. In solar.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yep. So, I don't do that lead gen stuff. But they're always talking about, we only send qualified leads. What constitutes a qualified lead?
You know how it is. Those guys talk such a big game. They always want upfront money and, like, you know, give me $5,000 and like, you know, we promise to get you X amount of leads. Like, but at the end of the day, like, I've never had any success with these lead sellers. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, have you ever heard of digital door knockers?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like a term that we use sometimes, but they're a lot of these guys.
There's a company called Digital Door Knocker.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So they're piggybacking off that concept.
They wanted $20,000 down.
See?
$20,000 to start. But they had me sold. I was ready to give them $20,000. If you don't double your ROI in the first 3 months, then they would guarantee you that they will triple your ROI.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, so what my model is, just to give you a little background, like, we used to buy leads, and our cost per sale was still, like, $3,500, right? And $3,500 is a pretty high cost per sale, even in solar, right? And you want to get it close to, like, $1,000. So after buying leads, we just started doing cold calling, and I quickly, like, I hired some people overseas, and I got our cost per sale down to, like, $2,000. And, you know, everyone's high-fiving each other. But the industry kind of went to crap in California. So we are, like, trying to copycat a similar model, but the industry went from being easy to sell over the phone to hard to sell, period, right? Like, and so it changes, because we used to save customers about 50% off their monthly electric bill on a solar contract, and people love that, right? So now we're pivoting to where we do different campaigns. You know what my most successful campaign was, Robin? I used to send text messages, and it wasn't a blast, because a blast is illegal. So what I would do is I'd hire people overseas to send text messages one by one. They're sending them one by one. 10,000 a day, brother. I got them to send 10,000 a day, one by one. And we'd get like 40 or 50. We get like 40 to 50 inbound inquiries a day. And out of those inbound inquiries, we would try to like produce like between 8 and 10 like appointments. And appointments could be both a phone appointment that turns into an in-home or a direct in-home. So, you know, we had a really good model, and it worked really well with the way California was working. And I could see this model working in other avenues. It's just one of those things where it's not as easy to sell solar in California anymore. So now I'm relying a lot on like my referrals, and I'm just doing more cold calling, some of the more organic stuff, because I can't do high scale right now. Because the volume, the ROI is not there at the same level as it used to be. So it has to be more of me just putting in more sweat.
It will be with me. You said mentally, buddy, I promise you it's worth every penny of that call. I mean,
so
I pay people between $300 and $500 per lead just to give me per referral.
Like for appointment.
Not for the appointment. I got to put the roof on, but.
No, per appointment though, right? Like you have to get someone to visit.
They give me to visit them, and then I put the roof on. I give them between $300 and $500. I'll go over $500 if the house is big enough.
Yeah, that's basically what we did in solar. And like with my clients, I'd push them like 1,000 sometimes, sometimes more depending on the project size. You're absolutely correct. So you and I are on that same model. Like we don't mind sharing the wealth a little bit when we get a deal.
To be able to trust the person on the other side of the line. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
somebody's calling me from like Pakistan trying to sell. I mean, please, I just don't trust that because you don't even know where Georgia is.
Right. Exactly. So, it's something that we can never talk about if everyone or reach out about it. But
I'm definitely interested in that. So follow up on that. Like, if I don't answer, just text me and say, hey, man, it's John over here. Let's talk some more about the leads. Lead gen stuff, because I do want a lead gen partner, but
I know what you mean. Someone who's not trying to make money off you on the front end and is willing to do it more as a partnership. And you know, I get it completely.
Yeah. Because every time I ask them, every single time I'm like, "Can I pay you after the job?" Nope. I'm like. Well, good thing is that's not, we're not even starting off in the right direction. All right, can I get
they're not in it the same way.
Yeah, then I'll be like, okay, well, can I do the first, three to five and pay you the first three to five, after? Nope. I'm like, well, we can't do business. If you can't trust me, I can't trust you.
Right.
Man, that's just, I mean, and that's how it is with me and all my guys. Like, we, we know how to, I'm gonna be just straight up with it. We're a bunch of street hustlers. I mean, they're just.
People like you and me. always trying to find the best way to earn a profit, right? And I don't know what your game plan is. My game plan is to, I'm 42. I was like, I would like to start considering retirement at 55. or 50, maybe.
I told my mom my whole life, I was either going to play professional baseball, but even no matter what, I was going to retire by 35. And, I mean, at 27, I thought I had a good shot at just not retirement, but a lot easier life. And then I got on drugs. And so that went away. And now I just got, and then I got lucky by seeing somebody write a check one day at a roofing company. I was like, damn, how many roofs did he sell? And I said one, and it was on.
Right, right. I remember that story. It was a good story. I liked it.
Yeah. So it was on from there. And
right. So
now that I've got my business exactly where I need it to be, you know, the old ball of change is just pulled a quick one on me.
I know. I remember that too.
Yeah, yeah. And then she comes trying to crawl back today.
Of course. You know, it's one of those things where certain people in this world don't understand. What did they say? You can't have your cake and eat it too, or something like that,
I mean,
you're a man of principle. I already knew this from when we were talking. You're a man of principle, which means no one's going to do that to you twice.
Well, here's the thing, John. You know, I'm 38 years old.
We're talking about that. We're not the stallions we used to be, right?
I've been down the road back. I got four baby moms. One of them, which is sitting beside me a while ago. Me and her, we had our second kid together. I had my second kid with her. So my current wife and her, they love each other to death. To the actual death. So my wife, she tried to piss me off the other night, I guess, and wants to talk that love shit. I said, okay, so that boy loves you now more than I did. Okay. All right, well, let me go get somebody I know for sure loves me. So I just hit her up and said, hey, get ready. Me and our son's about to come pick you up. And I guess that did it for her. Because, again, she came up in here. I'll take a shower. All of a sudden, somebody just jerks the curtain open. I thought it was one of my buddies. I'm like, what the fuck? And it was her. I'm like, what the fuck? I just started spraying the water all over.
Good man.
I mean, and then she wants to talk on when my buddy was talking to her mom, and she's like, she's trying to convince him and I that what I did was more disrespectful than what she did by bringing my baby mama into back, you know. And I'm like, well, what? That would never have happened had you not done what you did, you dumbass motherfucker.
Right, right.
You know. But yeah, man, give me a call when you got time to chop it up for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely will. Again, thank you for getting that Facebook thing going. And then again, whenever you want to send those photos, just reply to all via email.
I did. You got it.
You did get some photos over to us?
Yeah, that whole DJI file.
Oh, okay. If it's a big file, it's probably going to take a minute to get through the server filter or whatever. But yeah, once that comes in, then I'll check it out.
Oh, that's another thing, John. That's another thing. If you got time to hear about this, you got time?
Of course I got time, Robin. Come on.
All right,
you got?
All right, so take your time. So I got some emails the other day from one of the emails that's just linked to my laptop, I guess, that's linked to my desktops at the office. So I started getting some emails about her buying a new Jeep the other day. I'm like, how did she buy a new Jeep? I mean, we've got over $200,000 worth of car debt in her name. And so I'm like, I guess she's trading she got a 2024 Yukon. And I'm like, I guess she's trading that in. Why don't she trade that in for a Jeep? I feel like she's going to make them pay her. You know? It's on the same scale. So no, she keeps the Yukon. All right, well, that evening, I'm walking out to my truck to get my laptop. We have a no contact order on each other. So she comes riding by and turn your Jeep for her new boyfriend. And I just so happened to be able to get my laptop and call him up there. And something told me the cops are about to come over here and fuck with me. Because she already got me arrested once for just raising hell, really. Well, she didn't. Her aunt did. I went up there to where I came from, their roofing company, and went in the door and just started telling everybody, just beat the fuck out of everybody up there. Well, so that time I deserved to go to jail. But this time, she rides by my house, and then I come back in. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go to the store. Anybody need anything? I just had a feeling, and the cops were on the way. And it wasn't 5 minutes. My buddy said, dude, they're sending cops cars outside. I said, that bitch, man. So I'm thinking I'm going to jail for aggravated stalking, you know, because no contact order. We had been texting each other, and they always wasn't the nicest, but some of them were, and the last couple wasn't that bad. So I thought, you know, there's no way. Why would she do it now? Yeah. So I go to jail. I'm like, man, I'm gonna be in here for a long time because that's not no easy charge to get out of jail. I know because I was in jail one time for 6 months, and I was in jail. Some people were in there for that same charge, the aggravated assault charge, for 13, 18 months.
Wow.
Just for no bond. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't do this, man. And so, thankfully, they gave me a family violence act for driving past her house to go from my mama's house to my house. That's the best way to go from my mama's house to my house.
Is
to
go even if it's the most direct path, you have to go outside of the direct path.
Yeah, apparently so.
Wow.
So I bring it up. Why could she drive by my house? But that day, you know, it just happened that day before, you know, when I was in court getting my bond. I'm like, why can she come by my house? I live on a dead end road, so there's really no reason to be on my road for sure. So he's like, and I didn't have a phone to show him the video because we got cameras all over the house. But when I got home from jail, it just so happened that there was an unmarked car going past my house, and he's actually down here for code enforcement about some damn chickens or some shit he said. I don't know. I thought he'd investigate nuts, but I waved him down anyway. I'm like, oh, just stop. You're going to ride by him today. So they stopped. We gave him the rundown. They took a report. My mom's here. She's all worried because, you know, my brother got shot and killed. I think I told you that. And this guy that she's with talking about killing me in front of her grandmother. Her grandmother went down there and tried to tell them about that. And tried to say, look, Robin's not the aggressor here. He's the aggressor. They go at him, you know, and he's the one getting in trouble. When my buddy
texted me. It's so weird, right? They can do a no contact order and then provoke. Like, what is that?
Yes. Just like my brother got killed, and that boy only did 13 days jail and got away with it for staying your ground law because he was provoking my brother. And in the law, it says you can't provoke someone and then use the stand your ground
law. Oh, yeah. I remember that thing that happened in Florida. That was a big, like, national case, but it happens all the time, I'm sure.
Okay, but provoking, me and you don't – what do you think provoking is? I think provoking would be you follow me around talking shit. That would be provoking to me.
For sure.
You? Okay, no, yeah. That's not provoking because you got freedom of speech.
But apparently, like,
touching,
right, like, that's, like, how is that not a harassing moment, right? Like, I mean, they have stalker laws and all this stuff. Like, how is that not a form of harassment? Because it definitely makes you feel unsafe, right? And that's the absurdity of certain laws. You can feel unsafe and you can't do anything about it. But the moment they feel unsafe, they can pull a gun, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how like he did it.
As long as their unfeeling of safeness involves some sort of physical, like, harm, like, even if you push them, right?
Since that boy never got out of his truck, they used it as an extension of his home. So he was coached to do this, or learned how to do this, somehow. Is it coached, or he learned it? As long as he knew that he could get away with it this way. He was certain of it. I'm certain that he was certain. Because he was talking shit to my brother, and my brother went into the bar, and that boy was in his truck. He left the bar. He came back to the bar around closing time. He parked driver door to driver door of my brother's truck.
Wow.
My brother then came out. He started talking shit to my brother again. And my brother was known to knock somebody out. And they had been arguing on Facebook. The investigators had all that shit. The boy was talking about, I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to shoot you. He told him that the day before. They had only been arguing one day. I had no idea this was even going on. And so the boy starts talking shit.
The lousy legal system still lets this guy get away with it, even though it looks like it's more plotted. That's crazy.
Yeah, and you can see this. There's bank footage of this. There's a bank right there in the parking lot of that bar. And so we get to see the video. It was awful. So when you see my brother, he comes out of the bar. The boy's truck's over there. You see the boy roll his window down. My brother's saying something to him. Then my brother running over, jumping up on his running boards and slapped it. And then my brother walked back over to his truck, got half of his body in his truck. That boy rolled his window back down, and I guess he said something, but they didn't have no audio, so they didn't have no evidence to say that he said anything, because nobody could say that they could remember what he said. So you see my brother's head cock and get out and run back over there. He jumps up on the running board, and you see a flash. And you see the brother grab his chest and fall back and fall down. And that was, I mean, that's pretty much it. And he died.
Wow.
That's
crazy, right? You can do something point blank like that where it's plotted and there's like all these signs of it being plotted, and yet you can find a way to have some sort of justification that, I mean, you know what's interesting is like, you know, the U.S. is one of the few countries in the world that has like this type of regulation where most countries in the world is if someone dies, no matter if it's self-defense or not, that other person is going to do some sort of time to just make sure that people don't use lethal force as like the first option, you know?
Like,
get a fist fight and then live to fight another day, right?
Yeah, I just don't think that anybody should be able to carry a gun. I think, you know, I'm not against the Constitution or any kind of anything like that. I'm not against it. I'm not against gun laws. I mean, whatever. But I think you should have to have some kind of psych about every so often. Because this boy has some tendencies that we know now. I don't even notice him. He could walk by me in Walmart tonight, and I would walk by him. If he said hello, I'd say hello back. I wouldn't even know who he is. My brother had no idea who he was. But now, he killed my brother, I can tell you how many shits he takes every day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one day, I'm just going to go to Mexico and get on and make sure I'm okay. Not been around.
Yeah, that's I mean, there's just some weird stuff. I mean, to be perfectly frank with you, Robin, I mean, it's just there are so many situations that just make me like, I don't know about you. Like you said, you're 38. You're a little bit more relaxed. I like a more relaxed life, and I will say, while I've been hunting before, I've shot many guns. I still think we went a little gun crazy in the U.S. in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Like we're We're a little.
I live in a small town. We live in a small town. I've only known two people to ever get killed in our town. And both of them, one of them was my brother, and one of them was a dude that lived right behind where we lived. Like, we're standing outside, we're teenagers, smoking a doobie, and these black guys jump over this little wall that separated our townhomes from the ghetto back there. And he was, I mean, I went to school with him my whole life, so both people that got killed were, I mean, they were the same as that day. My brother and that guy were the same as that day. So, like, it's just, but when we were growing up, you never heard about people getting killed around here. We only had, like, one McDonald's for, like, three or four towns. And
right.
Walks around here. Now, this place around here blew up where we live. Like, everybody used to know everybody around here. Nobody knows nobody.
Oh. Now it's not a small town, it's just an extension of the city.
Yeah, like part of Villarica, which is a city in Georgia, is called Fullerville. And my great great grandpa was he owned all that land. So he said, I'll sell it to the city of Villarica if you always call it Fullerville. So half of Villarica is called Fullerville. And he was the first chief of police in Villarica. He said, you always got to call it Fullerville and you always got to keep my jail here. So his one-man cell is still standing there with a monument in Fullerville to this day. And then his son, which was my grandpa, he owned the second oldest business in Villarica, which was a barbershop and a backroom casino. And so they have these parades and stuff. It's called Gold Rush. It's called the City of Gold. Anyways, they have him, it's like April 14th or something. It's Ralph Ford Day in Philadelphia, my great grandpa, because he was a 2-time Georgia Gold Glove boxer. And he owned the second oldest business in Philadelphia, and then his dad and all that. So, like, my family's real prominent, but you don't hear, nobody knows that we're Fullers because my last name's not Fuller, my brother's not. You know, my uncle is the only one, and he never had kids. So, it's so weird. It's so weird that, like, half the city is named after my kinfolk, and nobody knows who the Fullers are no more. Really. I mean, they do, but
Fullerville was chartered in 1916 and became a part of Villarica in 1956. I'm looking at it right now. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And they have the Fullerville Jail, historical landmark. That's awesome.
Yeah. See that?
That's a good backstory. I like it.
Yeah, look up Ralph Fuller. You can see, he's in a book called Never Say, or I think maybe the chapter is called Never Say Cathro, and it's a kind of a Christian-based book, I think. I ain't never read the whole book, but I did read the chapter where my grandpa beat the snot out of this dude in a boxing match. But if you look into it, it's cool. It talks about that this good guy, he's a good boxer, and he's got to go down to Villarica and fight a younger or smaller fighter than he was with a speech impediment. So he didn't try.
Apparently he was also, there's a big explosion town.
Yeah, there's an explosion. The pharmacy exploded. My grandpa was in it too. He survived it.
Of course he did, right? Of course he did.
and what's crazy is he was wild as hell. Like, I remember being a kid and he did have a speech impediment. It's all I did my hip. He said, why you blow up? I come in there. We hit gamble on football every Saturday and Sunday. That's where me and my brother got all our shit talking and down, all that from the barbershop. It was always the barbershop, watching football on Saturday. We're out there playing cards with them, talking shit when we're kids. So one day I'm riding with him, I'm sitting a bit about 10 years old. He goes, "Right there, first time I eat you pussy, right there." He's like, "Hey, pussy, for the first time, right there." I didn't realize what he was talking about until like 2 or 3 years later. it was kind of, every girl he ever seen me with, he goes, "Turn around, honey, let me see that shiny thing." it was a little pervert, man.
The funny thing is, where he grew up and the time he grew up in, like, being like that was accepted in society, you know? None of this current version of the world where if you say something, who knows who's going to be like, you know, which police officers are going to be at your house, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and my grandpa, man, he... You know, with his dad being who he was, and my grandpa being who he was, he could get away with anything here. Like, but yeah. It wasn't a good thing because he beat the shit out of my grandmother, and he was a boxer, so they wasn't. You know, he beat the shit out of her. She called law, and they weren't gonna do nothing to him. And then, I mean, but as I grew up and grew older, I found out what type of woman she was too. So, I always had my grandmother's side because I was just real, real close to her when I was a kid. You know, my kids are my grandmother. I was the first grandbaby, so.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up and then I found out, you know, she'd be out all night and, you know, well, hell, you know, with my blood being like it is, if I got some of his blood in me, I mean, I can't tell you back then if I could get away with it, I wouldn't beat you out of my life.
Well, absolutely. So, obviously, Robin, it's been a really good time. I will let you know we definitely have a lot more to talk about. So, you know, just we'll stay in touch for sure. And, you know, again, I definitely will do check-ins from time to time just to make sure the ads, you're getting the traction and you're seeing results. And, you know, again, being a month-to-month program, we want to make sure that I can't guarantee that we're going to be super swift in this very first month, since we just barely get in the Facebook ads live, probably, you know, 2 to 3 weeks in, just because the small challenge is getting a hold of you. But, you know, we're going to do what we can to still make, and obviously whatever ad dollars you have from this month, they'll roll over into next month if we don't use them all up this month.
Okay. So was you ever able to get that email?
I didn't see the email yet. So if you want to try, what I would say is, you might be able to shoot me a message or something like that. If it's something that you share, is it like a shared folder? Is that what you're trying to do? Or is it like a big file?
Pretty file. I don't know, we just started using the @gimcodebriefing.com and it's pointed at Google. So if I go, I don't even know where to go to my SIMP stuff. Okay, all SIMP. No, I don't see it, Dan. I don't know.
But what I'd recommend is that message I send you, if you want to reply to all again and maybe do it in smaller batches, I mean, I definitely get photos from clients all the time.
I could probably put it on our CRM and make it a link.
That'll work. As long as you do the link and give me access, then that's good. And we can do it that way.
It's going to say something about maybe AccuLinks or something. But
okay.
I'll just put it in the subject line, Dim K Routine. And there'll be a link in there. That'll just be the photo report.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll make sure to keep an eye out for that, and then, you know, we'll again, continue our conversation from here in the near future, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, Robin. Hey, have a good one now. Thanks for taking the call today. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.